Richmond Poetry Prize 2016, a competition for young poets aged 10 to 13.
Welcome to the 2016 Richmond Poetry Prize on National Poetry Day. I'm Imogen Lysett-Green, granddaughter of John Richmond. And my mum, Candida, started this competition in 2006. And so this is our 10th year anniversary. We're going to hear from the poets. We're going to hear from Imtiaz Darker, our 2016 judge. But first, I want to welcome to the stage our patron for the last 10 years, actor, campaigner, and poetry lover, Joanna Lumley.
Thank you. Thank you so much, and it is such a privilege to be here today. Just standing near that sign makes me feel so thrilled, because this is National Poetry Day and a day of great importance. Just so that you guys, 10 to 13, I just wanted you to know this is a poem I invented because I couldn't write when I was three and living in Hong Kong. I think it's blank verse, to be honest. The cat sat in the road. Suddenly came a car and runned it over. Up jumped the bandage and the plaster and popped it on. So it had a sort of sense of success, and it was pretty brief. So I just want you to know that nothing you do today can, you know, can set you wobbling when you have to recite poems. Recite your own work whenever you possibly can. We're blessed here by having... We've got Hugo Williams here today. Don't want to bring cold fright into your hearts, but we've got one of the greatest living poets sitting here in the audience. What is it about poetry? Is it that the words selected are so important? Is it that when they're put near to each other, they spark off each other? Is it that they are more memorable in poems than they are in chunks of literature? Books, which I know we all read madly, hardly any of us can actually trot out a whole paragraph verbatim, but most of us actually can recite a poem. And I think that something about Betjeman that I have loved ever since I first read him is his extraordinary way of dealing with completely ordinary things in an extraordinary way. Thank you.
Thank you, Joanna. Every year we invite two judges, and we've got some of our former judges here, very proud, as Joanna said, to see Hugo Williams here and Valerie Grove and Lauren Child. And this year, on our 10th anniversary, we invited Imtiaz Darker, award-winning poet and artist, and the poet laureate, Caroline Duffy. Caroline can't be here today, but Imtiaz is going to take the proceedings from here.
Thank you, Imogen. Thank you. There were over 2,000 entries for this competition from all over the country. And the great thing about that is not just the number, but it's that so many young people felt that they could come into the space of poetry and call it theirs. It was exciting for us, Caroline and I, to read the entries for this competition and to see how these young people could open their own doors into poetry. They've made very brave decisions as they were writing. Very individual choices. They chose unusual subject matter. They were using strong images. They were using the language confidently, thinking about rhythm and form. But the real joy was that moment when you read a poem at any level, not just for young people, but when you come across the line that sings. So what I'll do is I'll call up the poets one by one to read their poems. And what I've told them is, don't worry, they're all very confident young people, but I've told them, don't worry, this audience wants to love you. So first of all, Anne Davison with Grave.
Grave. Now the wind tastes of March, and rain will patter down, whispered out like a draping snake. Now there will be no noise, a mumble like an ill sea, just stopping on these broken cobbles and this gate into. And the wind will reach, fade out in the saturating air. Here, where the river races the path, we wither. Fall down now. Pray. Let me know where there is loss. Snide honeysuckle will yet wrap its arms around the short grassed lawn. Thank you.
Beth de la Rey, My Place.
My Place. I sit on the beach. Waves lap around me softly. The world slowly stops.
Elspeth Hammock is next with Figures in the British Museum.
Figures in the British Museum. The sculpture of the King of Benin slowly said, while scratching his head, I feel old. The sculpture of the King of Cameroon slowly said, I feel cold. They were in a posed position while being watched in the British exhibition. The people never stay long. They were more attracted to the strong. The strong meaning the ones made of bronze. Most of them were icons, like us, normally religious ones. Where were you crafted before being departed, one questioned. I was carved in Nigeria, the other answered. I was designed in Liberia, the other added. The intricate figures sleep, their patterns bold and deep. Africans by heart, why did the British steal this art? Why haven't Africans continued this art?
And the next poet is Jacob Heaton with Sands and Waves.
The sea, the land, the smell of sand, the moon, the light of shops and flights, in the distance, in the sky, every day, every night, the roar of the waves echoing in your brain. They wane and they fade, but they remain the same. Sunlight rises high in a background as you ride, as you walk, as you speak, as you talk, as you meet other people in the crowded streets made of old buildings, made of dreams. Thank you.
Archita Sinha, The Grave of Ignore Pruitt.
Good afternoon. The Grave of Ignore Pruitt. This is the grave of Ignore Pruitt. This is a flower on the grave of Ignore Pruitt. This is a petal of the elegant flower on the grave of Ignore Pruitt. This is a hand which catches the yellow petal of the wind-blown flower on the grave of Ignore Pruitt. This is a toddler smiling and looking at the tender hand which grasps the delicate petal of the squashed flower on the grave of Ignore Pruitt. This is a man remembering the toddler grinning and peering at the warm hand which clutches the silky petal of the rotting flower on the grave of Ignore Pruitt. This is a lady who loved the affectionate man who remembered the toddler beaming and gazing at the fat hand which clenches the withering petal of the dead flower on the grave of Ignore Pruitt. This is the old man who adored the lady who married the altruistic man who remembered the toddler smiling and looking at the tiny hand which gripped the velvety petal of the expired flower on the grave of Ignore Pruitt. This is a gravestone of the old man who fell for the forlorn lady, who married the benevolent man, who remembered the child looking at the hand which held the yellowed petal of the lifeless flower on the grave of Ignore Pruitt.
Sophia Deno, Foster Brother.
Foster Brother. The room upstairs is Jaden's, and he'll never see it again. His last laugh hangs in the air, his last shout, his last glare. The room upstairs is Jaden's, and it echoes with the past, his childish, boyish perfume from when he sprayed it last. The room upstairs is Jaden's, that's his last painting coming down, and the world for a second freezes, and the past is a whirlwind of tears. The room upstairs is Jaden's, and every argument we ever had, I wish to be forgotten, for him to know I love him back. The room upstairs is Jaden's, but nobody seems to care. But the memories we collected have been let loose into the air. Thank you.
So you can see we had very, very hard choices to make. And now the moment for the first prize. The Grave of Ignore Pruitt by Archita Sinha.
Well done. Very well done.
Archita, thank you very much for writing such a brilliant poem and for winning the Betjeman Poetry Prize but you now, from here on in, are the St Pancras Poet Laureate too.
I want to thank our prize administrator, Barbara Doherty, without whom this prize would not function. And thank you also to our sponsors, St Pancras International, High Speed One, Eurostar, and above all, to the Rothschild Foundation, who provide our core funding. For more information, do visit our website, www.betjemanpoetryprize.co.uk. Our 2017 competition, open to 10 to 13-year-olds across the UK, will be judged by the children's writer, observer, political cartoonist and illustrator, Chris Riddell, and children's writer, Rachel Rooney. The competition opens in January 2017 and the deadline is July 31st. So start thinking, kids.
This is a Radio Gorgeous production for Radio Gorgeous 2016. For more information, go to radiogorgeous.com.